Hello.
Good evening, sir. My name is Vicky. I'm giving you a courtesy call back from customer support. there was a message to return your call today, sir.
Yes. What company are you from?
This is a third-party call center. We answer phones for several different businesses. You left us a message to return your call, so you quite possibly have an account with one of our clients. So if you give me your zip code, I can try and pull it up.
21043.
Okay, sir. One moment. You said 21043, correct?
Right.
Okay. And your first and last name, sir?
Barry Mehta, M-E-H-T-A.
Okay, I see it here. Can you verify your shipping address for me, sir?
5192 Talbot's Landing, T-A-L-B-O-T-S, Ellicott City.
Okay, thank you for that information, sir. Let's see. Give me just one moment. Okay, I see where you back.
You're calling from a company called Smart Life Products?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay.
I see where you paid the shipping and handling for the smart watch back on the 13th. Also for some ear pods. And I'm not sure what that other product is, but it was $14.95. You called in on the 15th to try and cancel?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have two issues.
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
First is that I did want to order the watch, mm-hmm. which came to me as like a Wells Fargo questionnaire that I answered. And they say, guy, you got a prize. So here's a watch for nothing. And then you just pay $7 for the shipping.
Yes, sir.
And I said, fine. And then this other stuff kept popping up about earbuds and stuff.
Yes,
and
sir.
I did not specifically want them. And it has something that says continue shopping.
Right.
So I just clicked on continue shopping without ordering the item there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very deceptive, crooked, dishonest website which took that as an order. And at the end, I did not even have the ability to edit the shopping cart to remove the items.
Yes, sir.
And it got ordered. So I spoke with them on the 15th.
Right.
And I said, hey, only thing I want to do was order the watch only.
Yes, sir.
But and then at this point, I have received neither watch or anything else. So and they still put the charge against my card. So I did dispute the charge.
Okay.
And tell them that I'm going to be reporting this to my state attorney general in Maryland to request them to disallow this company from doing business in the state of Maryland.
Okay,
because
sir.
Because it's fraudulent. It's fraudulent.
Sir, actually, it wasn't fraudulent. And
no, the website does not tell you to order something or not. It just says continue shopping.
Okay, but
continue
did you say
shopping
that you
doesn't mean
spoke
I wanted the product.
I understand that, sir. But didn't you say you called in and spoke with someone at that juncture? You didn't tell them that you wanted to cancel the account for them to take
yeah,
the charges off?
I did. And they told me that the product had shipped. So they could not cancel the order, but I've not received the product anyway.
All right. Well, what I need you to do at this juncture, sir, if you would be so kind, is to call your bank. I can refund that amount, but if you already have a dispute going, then I don't believe I can give you the full refund now. I think you would have to call me back with your bank on the phone.
Listen, if you give me a full refund, then I'm not going to do anything further. I'm
well,
going to remove my dispute.
Okay, but we need to substantiate that the dispute is removed before I can give you a refund. That's the way it works. I can't take your word that you're going to, you know, I mean, that's just the procedure. If you call us back with the bank on the line and they say that you dropped a dispute, then you'll get the full refund. But I can't do anything. My hands are tied. If you've already started a dispute, sir. Hang on, let me speak with my supervisor just a moment. Sir, thank you for holding. I appreciate your patience. Mr. Mehta, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I just spoke with my supervisor. She advised me the same thing. If there wasn't already a dispute in the making, then I could have refunded you everything right now. But all you have to do is simply just give us a call back on tomorrow with your bank.
Wait, listen. The only dispute that I have put in to the card is saying that I've not received the product, which I have not. So I'm not complaining anything. I've not filed anything with the state attorney or anybody else. I just have not received the product. So that is why there's a dispute.
Okay, hold on, sir. One moment. Well, according to my supervisor, they're still filing a dispute because it will stop them from paying for the products if you haven't received them. All you have to do, Mr. Mehta, is just give them a call tomorrow, have them call us as a third party, and they do it all day, every day. We get calls every day from the bank with the customer on the line, and we'll refund you in full, that $51. But I can't do it as long as there's any type of dispute issues or dispute-ish issues.
Well, while I got you online, I can call Citibank and remove the dispute if you want.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you can do it, I can hold.
Okay, fine. Let me do that.
Sure.
Are you able to call them?
Oh, no, I can't call them, sir. This is an incoming call center. I can't call the bank.
Okay,
my
fine.
Supervisor
right.
says you have to call back with them on the line.
Okay, one second.
Okay, ma'am, sir.
All right, I'm going to call him, okay?
Okay, my supervisor says they have to call with you on the line. You can't do it on a three-way like that. I mean, that's just the procedure. If there was any other way.
They have to call you?
They have with you on the line.
So that's what I'm doing.
Says,
I'm calling them.
Okay. Well, if you call them, they'll call us back on the three-way. But it has to be them that call, not you click over and call them and we all talk. If you can call them now and have them call
okay.
us back.
Okay, what number should they call you at?
Whatever number you call, sir.
Okay, I mean, can you give me a number? I'm going to go call them right now.
I mean, I don't know this number.
You don't know the number? You don't know your own number?
This is a call center. We answer customers for over 100 clients. It's a 1-800 number. It's several 1-800 numbers. No, I don't know it by heart, sir. No, I do not.
Okay, fine. Thank you. What's the name of the company? Smart?
Hold on. Let me look for a number for you. Are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay. Have them call 888.
3566. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell them. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, you're going to, what you hanging up? Cool.